Hey, I'm Amanda Jane. Here we're bridging energy, heart, strategy, and real life practices to grow in business and in life. Together we're busting myths and shifting the dialogue, embracing curiosity, intuition, trust, and courage, especially when it's messy and imperfect, because that's what makes a lasting difference in the world. Welcome to the More Ways Podcast.
All right, welcome to the More Ways Podcast, where we are talking about all things courageous marketing. I am really excited to have you here today, and I'm going to dive in. The main idea that I want to share with you today is that there are two main ways that you can break down all of the work that you're doing to grow your business. It's either internal or it's external, and it's really important to know which category each piece of work you're doing falls into, and it's important to know the division of your labor into each of those areas. I know that if you're here listening to me, that you are dedicated to providing high quality services or products that make a difference for people. And being a qualified and competent practitioner of your craft is something that you hold in very high esteem. And that is also internal work. Even if your clients, your customers, your readers, your members end up benefiting from that work. I know the people that are here are very good and have a lot of practice of doing that internal work. You're good at doing a lot of those tasks. The internal work is probably something that comes very easily to you and somewhere that you turn to regularly. And you find it really important to be very good at what you do. You probably have some really solid habits and processes for the internal workings in your business. For reluctant marketers, it's the external pieces that trip you up and hold you back. And by external pieces, I really mean, you know, marketing, showing up and sharing about your business and your offers and your work in the world. For many, if you could just do your work or practice your craft without having to do any of the marketing or the sales, that would probably be your dream. And yet, it turns out that growing an actual business, having clients, customers, readers, or members to serve is incredibly difficult when you are hiding. And when you're not being visible, sharing your offers or your business, the weight has been on internal actions. That means that the balance between the internal work and the external actions in your business is probably off and it needs to shift. So first I want to dive in and explain what I mean by internal work and external work. When it comes to internal work, I see there being two different kinds of internal actions you might be taking: business internal and personal internal. So the one kind of internal business development work is working on your systems and your strategies, your processes, any kind of behind the scenes work that you do in your business. So things that other people, you know, definitely this would include pieces of offer development, copywriting, making sales pages, any kind of stuff that anyone external to your business wouldn't know is actually taking place. Now, they might benefit from it or see the end result, but the work that goes into creating any of those things is internal to your business. So you could even think about internal stuff would be things that your team members might see. This would also include your own personal learning, so taking courses, watching videos, and any kind of business development like strategizing, creating plans or systems, developing new strategies or implementing new software, you know, researching ideas or even onboarding staff. Any of those things are what I would call internal business actions. The other kind of internal work is your own personal internal work. Anything around working on your mindset, doing any kind of emotional work or reducing the emotional charge underneath anything that you're doing in your business, as well as any kind of internal capacity building for yourself, like filling up your cup and managing your own personal resources, like your attention, managing your energy, making sure you get enough rest, reducing your overwhelm, taking care of your body, taking care of your mental health, nourishing your quality relationships, and doing the things that make you feel like you. I don't think people look at these things as influences on their business, and I see them as intricately linked. You are the instrument in your business, and if you're not taking care of and maintaining that instrument, then how are you supposed to show up for your business and your clients in the best way possible? I don't see those as being mutually exclusive. Often for me, my internal work is about being in nature. It's about moving my body, it's about journaling, and it's nurturing my friendships and my marriage and my family. And here's what's funny, these are the things that oftentimes get neglected in order to focus on building your business. And I think when that is happening, you're actually undermining or sabotaging your business. Now, that's probably a topic I can dive into in another episode. Okay, those are the two kinds of internal work that need to be taking place regularly in your business for it to run, you know, for it to run well and for you to be able to have clients and attract and provide quality, competent service and support and products for them. Now, if you have been reluctant to market yourself, if you've been holding yourself back from marketing and selling, avoiding sharing and or feeling overwhelmed by what to share or feeling like, I don't really know what the right thing to say is, and as a result, you're not seeing the clients coming in, then the balance is probably off. You're probably spending more time and resources on the internal pieces of your business. And it's really hard to create the growth in clients and income if the only work that you're focused on is the internal work. Because you could have the most kick-ass offer, the perfect client onboarding system, and a seamless process with templates and support and bonuses and, you know, filling the needs before they even know that they need them. And I mean, the behind the scenes and the inner workings of the business could be an impeccable machine, like the engine of a Ferrari. And if that Ferrari is parked back out in the barn, locked up where no one can find it, then what does it matter how amazing that is? What I'm saying is that you can have what looks like a business without the clients and without the sales. You don't actually have a business. If you're continuing to work on your business and aren't feeling like it's paying off or it's not creating the results that you want, then it could be because that what you're doing continues to be internal work that nobody else is seeing. And it's tricky because you feel like you're working on your business. And the expectation is that the more I work, the more I'm creating clients, but it's not matching up. The external work in your business is anything that people get to see, hear, connect with, engage with. That could be public, who are potential clients. That could be your audience. That is traffic. Anything that goes outside of, well, the inside of your business, the inner workings. Anything that people would see externally to you. Now, if you've been doing no external work, you've not been sharing your offers, you've not been promoting your business or sharing your point of view or sharing the understanding that you have about the people that you work with or talking about the problem that you solve, you're not telling them what kind of support you provide or what kind of change you support people to create in their lives, I'm sure I could go on and on because there are lots and lots and lots of things that you can be doing and sharing that are external. And there are lots and lots and lots of external places and strategies that you can be doing. And so understanding and starting to shift that balance once you have an idea of an offer and once you have an idea of who you're working with, you need to start to shift that balance from 100% internal and 0% external. You know, you can start to move toward 90-10. And let me also say that a balance doesn't necessarily have to mean 50-50. Once you start to be able to identify which actions are internal actions, which are external, you can start to see what your current division is and figure out what might need to shift and what would be the first step towards that. Because a radical shift might not be sustainable over the long term if you've not built up the skills to be able to maintain it over time. Alternatively, your work rhythm might be that you know you're going to spend a week doing 50-50, so a lot more external work than you're used to, and then you're going to back off and do, you know, 90-10, and then a week of 80-20. And then you dive in and do another week of 50-50. You know, that's what balance could look like for you if you stretch it out over a season. Or it could be that you know that you want to build up to a point of having 30% of your week every week being external, connecting and sharing and engaging with your audience or your leads, and you spend the season building up slowly to that point. You know, there's just a lot of different combinations and ways of approaching this, but here is the thing. You need to know where your actions belong and being able to discern, is this an internal action or is this an external action? And what is the balance that I've currently been using? What kind of results has that been creating? And what do I imagine could be a more equitable division? And how do I want to move towards that and reassess along the way? Now, it might be that every month you have a time to do a review. And that's what I do. You're welcome to join me. In fact, I host it publicly every month and I guide those who join me. And you can check out the next date at the link in the show notes. The reason why it's nice to keep your thumb on the pulse of this is because you're going to be guessing about what it's going to be like and what do you need to do. And you don't actually know what the future is going to look like. You certainly don't know what kind of resources or capacity this is going to need from you. And you might need to shift your idea depending on what kind of results or what kind of data you start to collect. And so you can use this monthly review to reflect and understand and incorporate what you're learning into your practices and into your ideas so that you have a new and better prediction for the next month. And you can continue to hone in on the division between internal and external work in your business and how that is creating the results of building and expanding your business. I have definitely been the person who has fallen into the trap of thinking that no matter what I'm doing, if I'm working on my business, I'm building my business. And I've started to realize that that's not the case. There are phases in business building where that is not the case. You need to be doing the external work and there needs to be a balance. I'd love to know from you if you start to think about the division between internal and external work in your business right now and identifying those, if that changes anything for you. And I'd love to know what the division between internal and external work is for you in your business right now. So we're having that conversation in the village over in the Courage community. It's a free space. It's not hosted on social media, and it's where heart-centered entrepreneurial women are encouraged and supported to be in the process of exploring how to be courageous in expanding their external work. You can join us and that conversation in the link below. Thanks for being here, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you like today's episode, I invite you to head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. This lets Apple know that great listeners like you enjoy the show, and it helps get the message out to more listeners. So your review really does make a difference. Thanks again for joining me, Amanda Jane, in this episode of More Ways. Until next time, rock on.